This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 385 for Tuesday, May 9th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is lower to begin the day following the lead of comparable oils. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed are both down, while Malaysian palm oil is mixed. Crude oil is also losing ground this morning. The Canadian dollar is down nearly one quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada released its stocks report this morning, with canola stocks totaling 6 million tons as of March 31st, 15.3% more than 1 year earlier. The July canola contract is down $6.60 per ton at $726.60, while the November canola contract is down $6.40 per ton at $705.20. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are showing weakness, while wheat is mixed ahead of Friday's supply-demand estimates from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. According to the StatCan report, corn stocks went down 2.2% compared to 1 year earlier at 9.1 million tons as of March 31st. Corn imports also fell 72% due to reduced demand for corn as animal feed. The USDA reported that corn planting progress advanced by 23 points this week to 49% complete as of May 7th, 7 points ahead of the five-year average. The USDA also reported that 963,000 tons of U.S. corn were exported for the week ended May 4th, 37% less than last week. The trade is estimating between 1.267 and 1.48 billion bushels of old crop ending stocks, as well as between 14.56 and 15.3 billion bushels of production. The July corn contract is down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.83. Canadian soybean stocks increased by 6% to 2 million tons as of March 31st, according to StatCan. The USDA reported soybean planting progress to be 35% as of May 7th, 16 points more than last week, and 14 points higher than the five-year average. Nearly 395,000 tons of soybeans were exported for the week ended May 4th, down 23% from last week. The trade's average estimate for soybean carryout in the U.S. is 215.8 million bushels, up 5.8 million from April, while production is projected to be 4.5 billion bushels on average. The July soybean contract is down 22 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.12. Total Canadian wheat stocks as of March 31st were up 18.2% from last year at 13.3 million tons. U.S. spring wheat was 24% planted as of May 7th, compared to the five-year average of 38%. U.S. winter wheat conditions are 29% good to excellent, but also 44% poor to very poor, the worst conditions since 1996. Nearly 210,000 tons of U.S. wheat were exported for the week ended May 4th, down from 358,000 last week. The trade is estimating the old crop U.S. wheat carryout at 602.3 million bushels, 4.3 million more than 1 year ago. New crop wheat stocks are estimated at 607.7 million bushels. The July Chicago wheat contract is down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.40. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.42. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.49. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 9th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.